Our scripture today is taken from the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. I invite you to turn with me. Well, this is the first time, folks. I'm going to use my tie to clean my glasses. Had a fingerprint right in the middle of them there. So. Hebrews chapter 11. For those who don't know, where is Hebrews? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? The New Testament, that is correct. And as a matter of fact, it is towards the end of the New Testament. So I invite you to turn to the back of your Bibles practically to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We'll begin with verse 1. We'll read verses 1, 2, and 3, and then 6. So just know that. Once you find that, would you put your finger in your Bible and stand with me? And let's raise those Bibles high above our heads and say our Bible pledge loud and proud today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Please remain standing with me as we read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 6. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. And without faith it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Here ends the reading of God's holy Word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. There was once a drought that threatened the crops in a village of Crete. The local priest told his church family, "There isn't anything that will save us except a special litany for rain. Go to your homes, fast during the week. Believe and come on Sunday for the litany of rain." The villagers heard him, fasted during the week, and went to the church on Sunday morning. But as soon as the priest saw them, he was furious. He said, "Go away, I will not do the litany. You do not have faith." "But Father," they protested, "we fasted and we do have faith." The priest said, "You say you have faith? Then where are your umbrellas?" You think about that, you'll catch on. Well, this morning, when you say that you have faith, what does that mean? Eric, I have faith. Tell me what that means in your mind. Wow. I don't scare you that bad, do I? Seriously, what when you say, "I have faith," what does that mean to you? How do you define that in your mind? Believe that God keeps His promises. I heard something over here. Believe in the impossible.
Faith in the things you cannot see.
Faith in the things you cannot see. Okay. Expect God to do something. Faith that God will guide your life. I'm sorry? You believe without seeing. It's there, but you don't have to see it. Yeah. Excellent. Well, the Bible dictionary, and I know that when I read this, you're going to say, "Oh, man, that was what I was going to say." The Bible dictionary puts it this way: the trust in God and in His promises as made through Christ in the Scriptures by which humanity is justified or saved. Now, wasn't that just on the tip of your tongue? Right there?